Advocates for the Disabled will be out in force in Syracuse today, rallying against Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed cuts to the State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. The 6% across-the-board budget cut would mean major cuts to the agencies across the state that provide support and services for the developmentally disabled. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, many families are afraid of what will happen if those services go away.
Harriet Silverman gets a call every day from her adult daughter, Stephanie, with reports of what Stephanie's doing that day. Stephanie is developmentally disabled, and with the help of the nonprofit Enable, she goes bowling or to dances. She recently lost 100 pounds and is very proud of how she looks. Her mother doesn't want to think of Stephanie's life without these programs.
I'm sure she'd sit and do nothing and wither away.
Christopher and Melissa Gilbert of Syracuse are on the other end of the spectrum. They have two developmentally disabled sons, aged 11 and 13. For them, Enable means lesson planning, learning life skills, transportation to activities like swimming lessons, but perhaps most importantly...
I'd lose hope. Right now, having these services, it makes me feel like my children can become one day independent.
Specifically, these cuts, if they go through, would mean hundreds of thousands of dollars lost to a variety of agencies and local governments, according to Enable Executive Director Prudence York.
6% to Enable means $540,000. 6% to Onondaga County means $3.6 million. And 6% to Oswego County means over $800,000. That's a lot of services with that amount of money.
Christopher Gilbert says these lost services won't mean the need goes away.
The governor wants to take this away, but he's not looking at what happens or if anything replaces this. These are humans. They're not going to just disappear.
Silverman has seen her daughter and the disabled community make such strides over the last few decades, she doesn't understand why Governor Cuomo would want to take services away.
It's like he's going against the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mm-hmm. We came so far that it's crazy to go backwards now.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.